News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. Your host, PJ, filling in for Meg today, who's out having a personal day. I guess she deserves those from time to time. In the studio with me right now is Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You know, I want to know the origin of Mamas and Papas Monday. Tell me about that. Did you see them in concert or something?
No, it just... You know, we used to do the show, firstly, I think on a Friday, and then a Wednesday and a Tuesday.
Okay.
And then said, well, do you mind doing it on Monday? And so I said, sure. And I'm not sure who came up with the theme music, if it was me or... Anyway, that's
okay.
Because we changed, I think, from Tuesday to Monday, so it just seemed to make sense.
Yeah.
Plus, it's such an upbeat song. I mean, it just gets your feet... tap in.
Yeah.
Just get energized.
Gets you feeling good on a Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we need it.
On a tough day when there's been traffic outside and you had a hard time getting to the studio. Brightens your day a little bit.
Well, today the weather is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
The traffic wasn't so much on the way in here, but it's better now. I don't know about you. Maybe your drive in was a lot more smooth.
Just straight up I-10, 110. And
oh, that sounds
here
easy.
We are. Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
The traffic parted for me.
Is that how it works? I got to drive with you.
Yeah, I wish.
All right. So we're talking about the different magazines that you have.
Well,
let's talk about the wedding edition.
Yes. The next one up is the wedding edition. And originally the contest deadline, I believe, was the 15th. But we have extended it till today, which is what, the 23rd? 22nd? 23rd?
It is the 23rd today.
23rd. Till, I guess, midnight tonight.
Okay.
So if it arrives tomorrow morning, it's kind of okay.
Yeah. So what are we, so explain that. So are we looking for a cover picture?
Yes, every year we ask for entrants of photographs of their wedding, obviously creative ones, and the editorial staff goes through and picks out the most cover-worthy. Now, every entrant is featured inside, but the winner is featured obviously on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice always to entrants is obviously the bride needs to be front and center.
Yes,
because that's the most the important person at the wedding. The groom's kind of there too.
Well, I'm looking at last year's edition, it's the bride.
Yeah, exactly. And so make it that it's easily adaptable to 8.5 by 11,
mm-hmm.
proportionally.
Yeah.
And really, anything goes. I mean, we have entrants from all kinds of... it was very popular to have your dog in the scene at one point. A few years ago, the dunking was popular, so we had pictures of brides jumping into pools in their wedding dress. Which I never fully understood, but
I hope they do that after the wedding.
Yes, yes.
For what you pay for a wedding dress.
Yes. But again, it's really just use your imagination. Whatever you think would look different, not necessarily different, but would make a good cover shot.
Absolutely. And if you're working with a professional photographer, they can help you maybe decide that?
Yes. Yes. In fact, we have lots of professional photographers that send in. I think you can send in up to 3 per wedding.
Okay.
So again, just use your imagination. Just think what you would want to see on the cover of a magazine. What would excite potential brides,
mm-hmm.
Or people planning a wedding?
Yeah. Last year's cover, for example, was just a very unique, I'm going to call it a unique wedding dress that the bride had on. May have been taken at the reception, beautiful bouquet of flowers. And
yes.
It's just a really, it's a beautiful picture.
Yes.
So your team did a good job.
That actually is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Of course, most people get married in white, which is the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
But in that culture, it is a multicolored dress.
Yeah.
And I just thought it made a great change.
Absolutely.
Although I didn't select the winner, but when it was selected, I wholeheartedly agreed. I thought it was, again, very colorful and imaginative. And so some of the traditions in other cultures. And so maybe there's something there that can be adapted into our wedding culture. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little color on the dress.
Yeah.
I think sort of brightens things up.
Absolutely. And unique. Something maybe unique. People haven't seen before.
Yeah. Because don't they say you wear something, borrowed something blue,
mm-hmm.
but you never see the blue.
Yeah.
Blue's always hidden.
Seems like it.
Yeah. Until after the wedding, I guess. Well,
unless they can make it work with the color scheme.
Yeah.
And maybe it's part of the dress or part of the hair. Like a hairband or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call it.
Yeah.
I got three daughters. I don't know what to call it.
But, so, anyway.
Yeah.
You have a last chance to enter your photos.
So, until midnight.
Until midnight. Or early in the morning.
And do they submit that through BallingerPublishing.com, or is there a different place they should send it?
Through BallingerPublishing.com, or to weddings@BallingerPublishing.com, or info@BallingerPublishing.com, or to me, and I'll pass it along, mm-hmm. Malcolm@BallingerPublishing.com.
Yeah.
It's always one of our biggest issues, and I look forward to it because, the bride is always thrilled. And it's just great to see. Just to see how thrilled they are about being on the front cover.
Absolutely.
And, of course, it's one of the most picked up copies of our magazine.
Mm-hmm. So throughout the course of the whole year, people can go back and reference.
Yes.
That.
Now, I should say
it's also on the website.
There's a list of event places and lots of information about weddings and different weddings, and there's a photo shoot showing different things, different ideas for weddings.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the cover here, and it says different traditions, talking about the planning of weddings. Says sweet send-offs and mocha mousse, so I'm guessing there's different dessert ideas if you're looking for unique desserts. If you don't want just that traditional wedding cake, they're going to give you some alternate ideas.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, just a little hint,
mm-hmm.
if you like hockey and want to win hockey tickets later in the show, remember what we are talking about right now.
Oh,
that's a clue.
You already came up with a trivia question, I'm guessing.
I already came up with a trivia question.
Okay.
Came to me.
Well, he'll clue me in during the commercial break.
Just remember what we have just spoken about.
All right. Probably not mocha mousse.
No.
Okay.
No. Now, after the wedding edition, in April, we go to May, which is our parenting edition, where we go over all the summer camps and ideas for parents.
Oh, to interesting.
Keep kids entertained,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty difficult, I remember.
Yes.
They can get bored very easily.
Yeah.
So lots of good ideas.
Yes, we had a hard time keeping our kids busy during the summer and trying to find, you know, the swimming lessons and the different camps that they could be part of. Like you said, I remember one year we sent my daughter to a music camp for a week, and so there's just a bunch of different things kids can do.
Yeah, there's an opera camp, ballet camp. They may never love opera, they may never love ballet, they may never love the symphony, they may never love a lot of things, but it's always good to expose them.
Just absolutely. To see,
and then they can say, well, that's wonderful, but not for me.
Yeah. Well, and I heard you and Meg talking about this a little bit last week, and I think that... I think if the parents love it, the kids are generally going to love it.
Yeah, yeah.
I also think, too, that if you can gear them towards something that's maybe more current popular culture, so like for us, it's Phantom of the Opera. Mm-hmm. We're big fans of Phantom of the Opera. And you get them involved in those songs, and they hear it regularly around the house. You know, whether they want to like it or not, suddenly you might hear them singing in the hallways one day, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's Think of Me from Phantom.
Yeah, I think that's very true.
Yeah. Yes.
I learned my love of opera from my father, who was very into hi-fi stereo at the time. And he used to play opera recordings because there's a lot of dynamic range, and it just, it tests the sound system.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to it, and I thought, that's incredible. And that's how my interest starts. So sometimes from little things, great things can grow. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, growing up, I had a lot of Kenny Rogers and Barbara Mandrell and Beach Boys and Beatles. And so, I mean, I had the whole gamut of music that my mom would listen to.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't a surprise that when I got older, suddenly I started liking that stuff, too.
Yes. well, tastes change, I think, as you get older.
A little bit. But you still have an appreciation for it.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes. And yeah. That's the big thing. All right. We'll take a short break. Be right back. This is Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3.
Okay. Here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on!
This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today, filling in for Meg. In the studio with me right now is Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. And we're talking a little bit about a giveaway that you're going to have. Is it going to be this segment or next segment? The last segment?
Let's do it this segment.
Just all right, so we'll do it toward the end of this segment.
Because it is, I believe, the last two games of the season, the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Friday night and Saturday night.
Okay.
I know Saturday night is military night, so that's always well attended.
Yeah.
It's a good game. Four tickets, my tickets, to each game. Let's do it this way. The first one to answer has their choice, and then the second one to answer gets the others.
Oh, so we're going to give away Friday, and then we're going to give away Saturday.
Or Saturday and then Friday, whichever way they choose.
Okay.
Really difficult question. If you weren't listening earlier, if you listen to the whole show, then the question, well, first of all, need your name, email address, and text it, of course, and the answer to this incredibly difficult question. Earlier in the show, the first segment, we talked about a particular magazine issue of Pensacola Magazine. What was that? What's the name of that issue? What is the theme of that issue?
All right.
That's pretty easy.
That's pretty easy.
Pretty easy.
Yeah. So
if you weren't listening, of course, it's very difficult.
All right. So are we doing this now or are we doing this later in the segment?
Well,
are we going to give them a chance to think about it?
No, let's do it now.
Okay. Let's do it now.
First one gets the choice of the two nights. Second one gets the other night.
437-1620.
My tickets, great tickets. You'll have a wonderful time. Everybody that wins them often calls me or texts me saying, thank you for the tickets. Love the game. Great tickets.
All right. 437-1620. If you got an answer to that question, what was the theme of the magazine we were talking about in the first segment?
Yes.
Then you are off to the Ice Flyers this weekend. We're going to have two different winners, one Friday, one Saturday.
Yep.
You get to pick which one you want to go, and then we'll
four tickets
look for somebody who wants the other day.
Yeah.
So, awesome.
Are they still thinking? Are they?
No, they're answering.
Thinking. Oh,
so let's see. We got okay. So Randy correctly guessed weddings.
Oh, well done, Randy.
And Bruce also correctly guessed weddings.
Okay.
So we will circle up with the both of you in just a second and find out which days that you want, which one's willing to go Friday and which one's willing to go Saturday.
So Saturday, if Randy texts back which night he wants, then Bruce gets the other night.
Okay.
So and I'll email the tickets to you. It's all electronic anymore.
All right, perfect.
Email them to you later in the week.
All right, Randy, so I know that you're listening. Give us another quick text. Let us know if you want to go Friday or Saturday, and then Bruce will get the other day. I think that's what I just heard you say.
That was quick.
All right. Yeah. All right, perfect. And thank you for texting, both of you. All right, so we're going to be moving on here.
Quick mention, if I may, about Saturday evening's furball.
Yes, a furball.
Which I know several members from the station attended, which was really a great occasion. They raised a lot of money for the Humane Society. And I just wanted to quickly make the point that we often talk about fundraisers for the arts, but there's also lots of fundraisers for other organizations like the Humane Society. So if you're passionate about animals and rescuing animals, helping animals in need, then the Humane Society is a wonderful organization. You don't necessarily have to go to the furball to contribute or to volunteer, but certainly the furball was a great evening and raised a lot of money.
How did Mr. Brent Lane do?
As always, the consummate professional, did a wonderful job. He cajoled money from people. In a nice way.
Nice.
In a nice way. And as always, did a great job with the auction. Now, they did have little animals, cats and dogs, that they sort of paraded around, which I didn't look at because I'm a cat person. I was brought up with cats.
Okay.
I think kittens are just the most, They kind of touch your heart a little bit, and so I might have been tempted to adopt one, so I didn't look, because it would not be fair on the little kitty cat, because I'm gone so much. Although cats are pretty darn independent, and that's the great thing about them. They occasionally come and say hi, stroke me a little bit, and purr, and everything's okay, and then they go away, and then you don't see them sometimes for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you have to feed them, which is the, can be a little bit. If you spend a lot of time out of the house as I do, it's not fair on pets. So, the furball, it's very easy to look at that little cat and say, oh, wonderful, take him home. But always remember, whenever you buy a pet or adopt a pet, that the hard work starts when you have to look after. And so make sure the conditions are right, I guess is what I'm trying to say, in an awkward way.
Absolutely, so that they can have adequate time outside, if they're an outside pet, that they're getting their food and water.
They get walked often if they're dogs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, I was home over the holidays, over Christmas break for my sister-in-law. So this is where we celebrated Christmas. Mm-hmm. And she's got two cats, actually. And I walked into the restroom, and all of a sudden, she keeps her cat food and water in the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's the cat up on the counter eating its food and water. And I turned right back around. I walked out, and I said to my sister-in-law, I said, what is the etiquette? Are you supposed to, let the cat finish?
Yeah.
So... anyway, sorry. That thought was popping in my head as you were talking about taking care of pets properly. And anyway, so those things that you could have gone without sharing that today, PJ. All right, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market, features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Once upon a night, the Pensacola Little Theater becomes a living storybook. Welcome to Cabaret 2026 Storybook Soiree, where every room opens a new chapter filled with bands, DJs, aerialists, ballerinas, flash mobs, and unforgettable surprises. Wind your way through six open bars, culinary creations, craft cocktails, transforming the entire theater block. Cabaret 2026 Storybook Soiree, happening March 28th. Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
You ever wish someone would just ask the follow-up question?
Hugh Hewitt, weekdays 2 to 4 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk. This is PJ. I'm your host today, filling in for Meg. In the studio with me is Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. And we have a brand new edition of Pensacola Magazine. Not the wedding edition, the one right before that, where we're talking about home decor and styles, right?
Yes, this is the March edition. And you can see on the front cover, French Country Elegance.
So,
which is, if you go to page inside, anyway.
Page inside.
Okay. I think it's page... 32.
Okay, 32.
Or thereabouts. And, yes, page 30, 31.
Okay.
Some great photography.
Yeah, there
French
is.
French Country Elegance.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just fall asleep in that bed?
Absolutely.
Feel like $1 million.
Yes, you could. It's got a very nice, I don't know if you want to call that a chandelier, but definitely a nice light hanging over the bed,
yes,
as well. And very beautiful bedroom. Looks like it's got a very beautiful scenery outside of their French doors as well.
Yeah.
Pool. So hence the French country.
Yeah.
French doors, maybe?
Yeah. Yes. That would make, yes.
But yeah, there's a lot of different ideas for your house in terms of how to spruce that up, different flooring ideas, different wall colors, furniture ideas. Even the style of the home's kind of highlighted a little bit, too.
At Pensacola Magazine, we tell you how to spend your money. Lots of it.
Well, it's important, I think, for people, especially, and I'm sure Christina Leavenworth would agree with this, too, is, you know, you want to have some of those more contemporary styles, because when somebody's walking through your home, they want to see that it's been modernized and updated.
Yeah, yeah. And as you look at particularly these French, country French, you'd maybe not want to adopt the total thing, but maybe there's some ideas in there, some little things that you can adapt into your house inexpensively, just mm-hmm. to sort of make it up a little bit more updated.
Absolutely. And I believe there's probably ideas for realtors and things like that in there as well.
Yeah, all kinds of things, yes.
Wonderful.
I guess we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Time goes so quickly.
BallingerPublishing.com if you'd like to see some of those latest editions.
Yes, and don't forget wedding contest. You still have today to...
Till midnight.
Till midnight.
You want to email one more time for that?
BallingerPublishing.com. Weddings at BallingerPublishing.com.